Good morning. Today is Friday, November 13th, 26th, Mar Cheshvan. We are on page 211 in the Art Scroll edition of Mesilas Yesharim, continuing in the 11th parak. He is discussing different Yisurim and how to reach the level of Nikius with regard to that Isur. Now he's talking about Yisurim ben Adam Lachavero, and he is discussing Rechilos and Lashon Hara. So HaRechilos veLashon Hara. Concerning Rechilos and Lashon Hara, Rechilos is gossip mongering, Lashon Hara is disparaging or evil speech. Says the severity of the sin is very well known, as well as its extensive offshoots, which are so very many, and especially in our time, thanks to the Chafetz Chaim, Rechilus and Lashon Hara are extremely well known. Hazal say that kulam ba'avak lashon hara. Pretty much everybody stumbles in the dust of lashon hara. The amru hechidami avak lashon hara. The Gemara Nerachin says, what does it mean? What is dust of lashon hara? Kegan da'amar hecha mishtakach nura ela beplanya. Case where somebody said, where can fire be found except in so and so's? There's always a fire burning in that house because they're always cooking. But you know, you're not saying they're always eating. You're just saying they're always cooking. And in your mind, maybe that means that they're always hosting. But You mean it in a negative way. That's avak lashon hara. Oshi saper tovas lifnei sonav. Or a classic example of avak lashon hara is you say something completely innocuous or nice about somebody, but in front of somebody who now is going to respond by saying bad things. That's avak lashon hara. It's causing lashon hara. Bechol kayotze baze apal bishenirim dvarim kalam urechokim min arachilos. Hinei be'emes me'avak shalohim. Even though these things seem very far from evil speech, I just said they have a lot of fire going in their house. I just said nice things in front of his enemies. There are many ways for the evil inclination to entice a person to transgress the sin of Lashon Hara. About Kol Davar, now he defines Lashon Hara and Rechilos. Kol Davar, anything. Sheyuchal lihivaled mimenu nezek o bizayon lachavero, ben befanav, ben shelo befanav, hareze bichlal lashon hara, hasanai umisoav lifnei hamakom. Anything that can result in damage or degradation to another human being, whether spoken in his presence or not in his presence, that is lashon hara. And then he described lashon hara is despised and an abomination to Hashem. Sheamru alav, and when it speaks about Lashon Hara, it says whoever speaks Lashon Hara, it's like he denies a fundamental principle of Hashem's existence. Kofer be'ikar. Ukraksiv milashne basesa re'eu osoam atzmis. It says in Tehillim, he who slanders his neighbor in secret, him I will cut down. Gam ha-sina v'anekima kashamaoj lishi yimaleit m'mena. Sina nekima, hatred and revenge, is also very difficult or the foolish heart of human beings to avoid. So gama sinavan kema kashamad lishin yimaled mimena lev husala shalivne adam. Kedam magish ma'od belbono sav mitzaret tzar gadol. He's getting into the psychology. Why does a person hate somebody else? Why does he want revenge? Because human beings are very sensitive to humiliation. And human beings suffers great pain when humiliated. Ba nekama lo misuka midvash. And revenge is sweet. Sweeter than honey to him. Ki hi minuchasa levada. This alone gives him comfort in the pain. He says it takes great strength. It's natural for a person to, when they're in pain, to hate somebody else, to want revenge. And if a person can get over this grudge and forget it, remove it from his heart as if it never happened, and not take revenge and not bear a grudge, he says that takes real strength. Who kal rak lemalachei asharis? He says it's difficult. It's easy only for malachim. She'ein b'neim amidos halalu lo el shochnei batechomer shebaafar yisodam amnam gzeres malachi. But this is what Hashem requires of us. He says, you don't need chazal. It says, don't hate your brother in your heart. Do not take revenge. Do not bear a grudge against the people, against members of your people. Nekima means to take revenge It's not only to do bad things to someone who has harmed you, it's also to refrain from doing nice things to somebody who either refused to do something nice for you or has hurt you. Netira is lahaskir ba'eshu meitiv l'mishei ralo, es ezikaron min rasha asalo. It means you do something nice to them, but you have to mention that I'm doing this despite the fact that you did not do the same for me. You would not do the same for me. And what's fascinating about Mesillas Yesharim is he's acknowledging how difficult this is. And he doesn't tell you, I can make it easy for you. He says it takes gevura, real gevura to do this. But he says, this is what Hashem requires of us. Have a wonderful Shabbat.